Libra sun signs and Libra rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for June 2019. And the card that you were moving through in May, the Page of Swords, was really asking you to expand your concept of clarity, to really look at clarity, that kind of edge between clarity of seeing and of knowing and of feeling, and clarity that sometimes can get a little sharp around the edges, and to bring some of the curiosity back to that process and to look at that lifelong learning you have around idealism and around the kind of end goal or the way things might be, and just to soften a little bit into what's also just here in front of you. And in the month of June, the card that's coming through for you is the Five of Swords. And I want you to first, if you have any knowledge of tarot, if you have a tarot practice, I want you to first take just a moment to breathe into any kind of contraction or any kind of strange feelings that come up in this card that I think has a lot of pathology put on it that is not necessarily rightly so. Every five in the tarot is a chance to make the element our own. It's a chance to really bump up against the edges of it and really come into a deep learning around it after the kind of stability or the containment of the four and before this full flowering open exchange in the six. So it can be a messy time, but it's really a beautiful mess. It's really kind of an expansive moment to flavor this element in our own kind of particular style. And I want you to take a moment to consider the image or the notion of a flight. You know, when you're on a flight and there's any degree of turbulence in the flight. And, you know, years ago, a flight attendant once told me, well, when you're having turbulence on the flight, it's just the same as if you're driving on a road and there's changes in the quality of the pavement. There's dips, there's little kinds of pockets in the road, there's a texture to the road. So in the month of June, there's a similar invitation in your own consciousness to look at the texture of it and to not have to classify or not have to assess like what is bad or good, what are sort of bad or good moments in your thought process or in your approach or in your assessment of things, not to give the word depression its traditional kind of meaning and scariness to some people, but consider also where there's literally might be depressions in the landscape of June, where there might be little invitations to slip into kind of a pocket almost, to let yourself dip and to not have that be a problem in any way. Because the Five of Swords is really about our humanness too. And humanness is a really sweet growing edge for you Libras, because the energy around really wanting things to be refined, to be perfected, to be idealized is so strong in you that sometimes there can be a call to just hold yourself where you are in the full human expression of that. So there's so much sweet medicine for you in the month of June around being in process, around bumping up against the edges of things, and allowing the texture of your experience and your consciousness to not be a problem, to just be this variegated surface of intrigue and interest, and to let yourself go on that ride and experience turbulence, perhaps not turbulence as a problem, but as an extension of that texture of learning and adapting and shifting in your consciousness. So wishing you a really expansive and intriguing month of June, and I will speak with you in July.